And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
How about we can just watch basketball?
Good morning and welcome to the NBA Daily Ding. Happy Monday morning. Welcome to the postseason. I am Jared Weiss. I am joined, as always on Mondays, by Mo DeKeel. Mo, we finally made it to the beginning of the end.
Looks like we made it.
And we did. It was great. And so before we get to the playoffs, we have some play-in games. And to figure out who was going to play in which game in the Eastern Conference, the 8 seed would face the Boston Celtics, the 10 seed would face the Indiana Pacers, the Washington Wizards and Charlotte Hornets, they battled in a Royale to figure that out, and the Wizards pulled it off.
Jared, it was, you're missing the point here. It was a play-in game into the play-in game.
It's an inverted play-in game?
It's Inception, folks.
That's what I was going for. Inception play-in game. It was the play-in game, and the Wizards won it 115 to 110. Even though Charlotte was in control most of the way up until the fourth quarter.
Yeah, no, I mean, Charlotte was up 16 points at one point in this game. It really felt like, oh wow, Charlotte's just gonna win this game and go to the eight seed and go play Boston. And it was pretty impressive because Washington just sort of turned it on in the fourth quarter, outscoring the Hornets 35-20. And I mean, Jared, I was just watching this thing going like, oh man, here we go. You could just kind of slowly start to see it come. Bradley Beal, who's battling a hamstring issue, was kind of getting rolling again and starting to find his flow in the fourth quarter. Russ with another triple-double. I mean, it was just a big win for Washington.
Yeah, and, you know, credit to Scott Brooks because Brad Beal basically didn't do anything at the beginning of this game and took a pretty big break until the middle of the second quarter, came out, had a bit of a flurry, and then he really turned it on in the second half, played almost the entire second half, while, of course, Russell Westbrook was attacking. And Robin Lopez, who has been like one of the best post players in the NBA in the second half this year, he just kept hook-shotting over and over again until they won it.
Yeah, that floppy hair messing with people.
It's glorious. It's glorious. So the Wizards, they'll play the Celtics on Tuesday. Hornets, they'll play the Pacers on Tuesday.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day, or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's the little birdie? Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Then similar scenario over in the Western Conference. The Golden State Warriors, they beat the Memphis Grizzlies 113-101. They end up in the 8th seed. They'll play the Lakers. The Grizzlies will play the Spurs. Obviously, in this game, Steph Curry, he had to win the scoring title. And he decided to score 46 points and 9 assists in order to make that happen.
Yeah, it was almost like he wanted to go into overkill, you know, and just really make the point of like, I am the scoring champ this year, not I am the scoring champ.
And he is 33 years old and I believe the oldest player since Michael Jordan to win the scoring title. Quite a remarkable season for him. Andrew Wiggins, he looked good in this one. He had 21 points, went 9 for 16 from the field, and he had 10 boards. I mean, how do you feel like Golden State is looking coming into this matchup against the Lakers where they've been kind of the same all year while the Lakers have been super up and down?
It's going to be interesting because the Warriors always tend to kind of get up to play the Lakers. You know, early in the year, they did beat the Lakers in Los Angeles off of an amazing performance from Steph, and it was a comeback victory. So I think there's going to be a level of excitement from those guys. But I also think there's going to be a level of hunger from the Lakers that we haven't seen in a while because they definitely don't want to be playing on Friday night in the second part of this play-in tournament. Well,
speaking of the Lakers, they beat the Pelicans 110-98. It didn't matter for seeding purposes. We'll get to that in a second. But LeBron, he had 25 points in 28 minutes. That's got to be the most important thing, right?
LeBron, AD, Dennis Schroeder, they all looked pretty good. I think they're just completely healthy, it feels like, for the most part, and that's just got to be a confidence builder for them moving forward.
Did you need to see something out of this Laker team who I guess things were like a little bit tight there for a while against obviously a very depleted Pelicans team, but did you need to see something out of the Lakers this weekend to make you feel like they were going to have the momentum to be contenders again?
I just needed to see Mr. 23 on the court.
The other game with significant play-in seeding implications, it was the Blazers beating the Nuggets 132-116, which was interesting because like Jokic played, Gordon played, Porter Jr. played, but the Blazers were just destroying them like right from the beginning.
Yeah, and then they chose not to play those guys in the second half. I think Denver did a little bit of scoreboard watching themselves, watching the score of the Clippers Thunder game and trying to figure out if, hey, maybe it's okay if we lose this one and drop to 4 and get out of the path of the Lakers in the second round. But didn't quite work out that way for them because the Thunder beat the Clippers.
Yeah, and that was a really entertaining game, by the way.
It was entertaining in the sense of nobody wanted to win.
Yeah, but I mean, any night that we can get Moses Brown looking like Moses Malone and Poku looking like Kevin Durant, I mean, that's what I want to pay for as a NBA fan.
Jared, let me let you know what Oklahoma City fans are doing right now. They are going completely nuts because that win took them out of the chances of having the best odds for the number one pick in this year's draft. They tanked the whole second half of the season to finish fourth.
I don't understand what the problem is. They already have Poku and Isaiah Roby. What do they need another top draft pick for?
You'll be there soon with the Celtics.
who did not win against the Knicks today. I guess Taco Time didn't work out for them. So we do have a few playoff series confirmed. We have the Clippers and Mavericks in the 4-5, the Nuggets and Blazers in the 3-6, Knicks, Hawks, 4-5 in the East, Bucks, Heat in the 3-6. I guess which one is the one you're most excited for right now?
I mean, Bucks, Heat. I mean, shouldn't we all be ready for that one? I mean, we got to be ramped up for that. This is the rematch. You know, is Giannis going to find redemption, or is Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat going to bully the Bucks all over again?
And I think I remember seeing some Vegas odds that Coach Bud had like the second highest odds of being unlikely to return after this season, which is all obviously fascinating when you just led a team to a 65% winning percentage. But we remember the story from last year, how the defense couldn't adapt to Miami. Miami's been playing pretty fantastic. They're 8-2 in their last 10. So are the Bucks. But this is just a match made in heaven. Knicks and Hawks is the one I'm just so excited about because it's just these two debutante teams back on the playoff scene. It feels like it's been forever since we've had them there.
The Hawks are a debutante team?
They weren't that good last year.
I mean, they're back, but I mean, like, maybe I didn't understand necessarily the word a debutante. I would feel like you meant blue bloods. And I just don't look at the Hawks that way. Sorry, Atlanta.
No, I was thinking more along the lines of that. It's been a while since we've seen them that good. And as I'm talking, I'm slowly Googling the word debutante. And I realize I use it totally wrong. It's just been so long since we've had the Knicks obviously be a factor. And it feels like it's been forever since the Hawks were a factor. But maybe it's just that they've been such a mess the last couple of years that it feels like it's been forever.
Yeah, but really the biggest winner in that series is the Philadelphia 76ers. Because they don't have to have, they didn't have to worry about playing Miami in the second round. No,
it's the worst thing in the world. That all worked out. So the Clippers Mavs matchup is obviously another fascinating rematch. Hopefully they'll get, you know, be at full health and we'll have a great battle. Do you see the Clippers as still being the significant favorites like you would think the standings would indicate?
I look at the Clippers as the second best team to come out of the West if the Lakers are not the team that comes out. I actually think we're heading towards a Lakers-Clippers Western Conference Finals.
Wow, so many people are screaming at their phones right now hearing that. And I guess the last one to get to. So we'll get a rematch of what we just had with the Blazers and the Nuggets. That series was amazing. Will it be amazing again?
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think this is actually pretty tough for Denver without Jamal Murray. And we're going to find out what Dame Time's all about.
I think we have an idea. It's pretty good. And this show is pretty good. So that is going to do it for us. That is going to do it for the regular season here on the Daily Ding. We still obviously have plenty more basketball ahead of us. Thank you to everybody who has been along for the ride. And we are excited to watch the playoffs alongside with you. Don't forget about all of our other great podcasts on The Athletic, NBA podcast network, like the Athletic NBA Show, like No Dunks, like House of Strauss, and all of our other team shows that are fantastic and are going to have some great playoff coverage for you. And don't forget to subscribe at theathletic.com/ding. Mo, let's get ready for the playoffs.
Ding ding.
Dramatic enough.